So let's review. In the previous daf, we established that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one may not do bedikas chametz after chametz becomes aser, out of a concern that he might inadvertently eat the chametz while handling it. The Gemara asks from Isra Chadash, regarding which the Mishnah says, Mishakarav ha'omer, yoitzin umoitzin shuke Yerushalayim, shem malayim kemach v'kali. After the carbon omer was brought, flour and toasted grain were readily available in the marketplace of Yerushalayim. Obviously, the flour was harvested, ground, and sifted before Pesach when Chadash was still Aser. Remeir says, Shaloi Bertzayin Chacham. The Chacham indeed did not approve. However, Behuda says, Bertzayin Chacham Hayayisen. They did this with the approval of the Chacham. Apparently, according to Behuda, the Chacham were not concerned that they might eat Chadash while handling it. The Gemara offers three answers, of which two are rejected. Abaya answers, Chadash Bedilmine, Chametz Loi Bedilmine. People are used to keeping away from Chadash all winter and will not eat from it. But people are not used to keeping away from Chametz throughout the year, and they might very well forget and eat from it. D'Rabbanan D'Rabbanan Namalei Kasha. In the case of Chadash, Reb Meir said the Chacham were indeed concerned that they might eat from it. But they do allow doing Bedikas Chametz after Zman Yisuroi, because Hu Atzmei Mechazrol of L'Sarifoi Meichel Ka'ochaminei? Since he's involved in getting rid of the Chametz, it's unlikely that he will forget and eat it. The Gemara asks two questions on the Abaye's distinction between Bedilmine and Loi Bedilmine. First, in Masechet Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Lo Yaakov Adim Shveifer Shal Beyev Imalenu Shemen, Vitnenu Al Pi HaNer, Bishvil Shtei Min HaTefes. One may not make a hole in an eggshell, fill it with oil, and place it over a lamp so that it will drip oil into the lamp. We're concerned that he might remove some oil from the eggshell for other use, and reducing the supply of oil will either diminish the flame or cause the fire to go out earlier, which is considered Mechabe extinguishing. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda permits it, for he is not concerned that one will remove oil on Shabbos from the lamp extension, even though, Loi Bedilmine, people are not used to keeping away from oil. The Gemara answers, Hasa Mishum Chumr de Shabbos Mitvil Bedili. The severity of Hilchos Shabbos is so great that Bedilmine, people will stay away from it. Regarding a bucket whose rope snapped, Rabbi Yehuda would not allow tying it, even in a bow. The Gemara explains that the reason Rabbi Yehuda forbids tying a bow is not because he is concerned that he might tie a knot, but because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Aniva Gufak Shiruhu, tying a bow is an actual violation of the Malach of Kaisha. Regarding Bechor She'ach Zeidam, which requires bloodletting, Rabbi Yehuda does not allow it, even in a place where it will not cause a blemish, lest one do it in a place where it will be a mum, even though Bechor is Bedilimineh. The Gemara explains that since Adam Baal Amamoyneh, people generally are anxious about losing their money or possessions, we are especially concerned that in an effort to make sure this animal doesn't die, the Kohen might do the bloodletting in the spot that will make a mum. The next Mishnah quotes three opinions about when Chametz becomes Aser on Erev Pesach. Rashi explains, as per the Gemara, Midaraisa Chametz becomes Aser b'achilu b'hanah only after 12 chatzais noon. However, the Chachamim prohibited the Chametz earlier because people might be mistaken about the precise time. Before proceeding, it must be pointed out that when the Mishnah refers to hours of the day, it refers to Shoz Zmanias. It considers each hour to be 1/12 of the time between morning and night, regardless of the amount of minutes in each hour. For the sake of brevity, we will explain the Mishnah as if the day and night are equally long, when each hour is 60 minutes and midday is at 12 noon. Tzak the Mishnah, Remeir Omer, Eichlum Kol Chamesh, V'Sofrim B'Tchil HaSheish. Remeir holds that chametz may be eaten throughout the first 5 hours of the day, until 11 a.m., and then burned in the sixth hour, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. In other words, until 11 a.m. it is mutar b'achilu b'hanah, after 11 a.m. it is asar b'achilu b'hanah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oichlin kol arba v'toilin kol chamesh v'soifin b'tchil hashesh. Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz may be eaten only through the first 4 hours, until 10 a.m. During the fifth hour, 10 to 11 a.m., it may not be eaten, but we do not burn it until after 11 a.m., as Rashi explains. During the fifth hour, chametz is asr b'achila b'mutar b'hanah. For example, he may feed it to his animals. At the beginning of the sixth hour, it becomes asr b'hanah as well. Leil Omer, chulin necholin kol arba, v'truma kol chamesh, v'sorfim b'tchil hashesh. Leil holds that regular food may only be eaten through the first 4 hours, but truma may be eaten through the fifth hour. Rashi explains, the asul hafsid kachem biyadayim kozman sheyachal achlan. One may not destroy truma if it can be eaten. Therefore, the Chacham allowed truma to be mutar b'achila for an additional hour. Rabbi Yehuda adds, two chalas toide pesulois were placed on the bench in the Har HaBayis. Kozman shemenachos kolam moichlan. As long as both were there, all would continue to eat chametz. Nitla achas, toilin, loyachamalei sarfin, when one was removed, people stopped eating but did not burn it yet. Nitlu shtehen, hischilu kol ha'am sarfin. When the second one was removed, all would begin burning their chametz. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which on the following daf will be compared to our Mishnah. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin discusses the issue of two witnesses who contradict each other's testimony about the timing of the event that they witnessed. Remei would accept a discrepancy of 1 hour as a mistake by one of them, but would not accept a discrepancy of 2 hours. He considers that a contradiction, and they do some betel of their testimony is not valid. Behuda would accept a discrepancy of even 2 hours, and they do some kayemas, their testimony is valid. We will review Abaye's explanation in the following daf as part of the complete discussion about the reasoning of this machloikis.